2 Tango Mobile.
Zero TR Mobile. Headed to Oldies.
Oh, hello, Tom. Well, I've been a couple places. I went and got the buggy washed today. It needed it. And, because the guy was out yesterday to blow all the leaves around in my yard. Needless to say, the car got a little dirty, so I took it and ran it through the car wash and went by Best Buy to look at some prices on some items, and now I'm headed back to the house real quick to pick up a couple of things and then go get a haircut. And also, that's my rounds today. And all. Nice little airplane going across the road here as it heads toward the Spartanburg downtown airport.
OTR in a crowd here trying to get into Aldi's. And I don't know if I'll get a spot or not, but hope I can. Well, sound like you're getting things under control there. I need to go out and change the batteries in my weather station today. Don't have to, and I'm not looking forward to it. But I'm going to try to get it done anyways. I'm going to let Bernice go into Aldi's by herself here. If you can still copy me, I'm up against the building.
A little bit of background noise, but I mean, you know, but you're completely readable. Also, anyway, it's a whopping 51 degrees here right now. That's another reason why I went and took the car to the car wash instead of doing it myself.
Truck needs it. But the problem with the truck is, when I park it in the carport and it freezes at night, the carport condenses the next morning and drips water all over the dirt that's on it, you know, the dust, and makes it look ugly. And I don't want to get a truck cover, although we don't drive it very often. But they're just too much trouble to take on and off, you know.
That little buddy, somebody in a little Toyota was well into my lane instead of in his lane. And all he finally realized where he was. And all, my car notified me that he was too close. But anyway, it's just what it is. Yeah, I can see we got dark clouds kind of right over where I am, but I can see where it's lighter off to the east than, or to the southeast and everything. So, interesting weather we're having. Of course, we're supposed to have rain starting tonight, too.
And 25 to 30 mile an hour winds to go along with it. That weather station, I don't like to have to take it off of the pole. I got it where I can. I got some Mineralec connectors on it. But I usually like to just get on the 6-foot ladder. And you're looking up and trying to stick AA batteries in two layers up inside of it. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll change the configuration later this year so that I can get at it easier. It's just a pain in the rear to get at.
Warmer weather before you decide to do that. And I'll, hey, a hole in the clouds. I see the sun up there.
It's been right on today. They've been iffy about the timing of it, because there's a northern front. And it is just north of us, and it's going to determine how far that weather from Florida gets up here. And the weather in Florida has been really bad here the last day or so that's coming up this way.
And if they want to keep it down along the coast, that won't upset me any until I head down. And, of course, I hope that it's blown out by the time I leave to head south. So we'll just have to see what it is, you know.
And you're going down to your sisters?
I'm coming back. My plans are to come back on the 6th of January, which is a Saturday. 6th or 7th, I'm not sure which yet.
Okay. kids are coming in from Michigan on the 22nd, and they were going to go to a Carolina game, but, I don't know. I'd rather have them here. You know, we're getting up in age and kind of cherish every holiday together if we can possibly be. But my youngest daughter is a football fanatic, and she wasn't too happy about that. But they'll make adjustments.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Oh, I'm getting back down here close to the house. I'm going to just run in long enough to pick up a couple of items I need and take care of a little situation. Then I'll head back on the road because I got to hit the drugstore before I go get my hair cut. I'm trying to find some rubber gloves and a toothbrush that I need. So anyway, and it's just a, you know, situation of trying to get things done, to get all the things done that you need to get done, you know?
Okay, Ron, you're, well, you know, I buy the gloves from Harbor Freight, and they had them the other day for $4.99 for a big box of them, and I really like them. I get them in the large or extra large, so that I can take them on and off easy. If you get them right on size, you can't get the blasted things on and off very easy. But I don't know if you got a... There's a Harbor Freight over there someplace. I wanted to go there the other day, but I didn't take time to look it up. It's someplace down there around Kohl's or Sam's in that area, I think. Went there one time, a long time ago.
Actually down a couple of traffic lights. It's on the other side. It's beyond I-26. It's beyond Sam's Club and on beyond three intersections beyond where Sam's Club is. So it's a little further down the road there and to get to it, but it's not too far and all. It's down in there. And I might go back over by them or I might run across to Ace Hardware because it's going to be near the grocery store I got to stop at in a little while too. So anyway, I'll see what's happening. I'll be back shortly. Let me run inside and pick up these couple of items I need to get because I forgot to take them with me. Talk to you in a minute. W2T.
Okie doke, Rusty. Well, I told Bernice not to spend all day in Aldi's looking around at the junk racks, and so she needed some dates and stuff like that for baking. You've seen the table and how many baked goods were there. But she needs more. Talk to you later, W2T and 0TR.